Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The mood today is just unacceptable. It will look so bad on the television. So bad. It will look so bad. Believe me, I watch it all the time and it will look so bad.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, suddenly image-conscious in a fractious question time in which there were more arguments than answers. It began with Labour withdrawing a question to the Prime Minister after the government transferred it to another minister, attracting this protest from the Shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
It is our view that it becomes a farce if this Parliament, if oppositions of this, members of this Parliament, cannot ask the Prime Minister whether he stands by his statements made about a particular issue in the very recent past.
The Prime Minister's statement had been about the Reading Recovery Programme, and opposition leader David Shearer wasn't happy about his question being transferred to the Minister of Education.
If I am not able to ask the Prime Minister or the acting Prime Minister the question that I originally intended and to hold him to account, respectfully, sir, I withdraw my question.
I think the member's entitled to that.
The Speaker was soon caught up in crossfire over another question.
All members seem to think that I'm being unfair on their side. The only conclusion I can arrive at is that I'm probably about... let me be blunt. If the Labour Party feels I've been tough on them today, some of the interjections I've had to tolerate today coming across from the second bench of the Labour Party have been totally unacceptable. If I hear any more of them today, members will be leaving, because they've been totally outside standing orders. I've chosen to ignore them because I don't want to be seen to be picking on one side of the house. But, what's good for the goose has got to be good for the gander.
And the gander turned out to be Bill English, who faced this question from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
This question to the Minister of Finance, and asks, what did he mean when he said that there is, and I quote him, a level of discomfort about the high level of the New Zealand dollar, end of quotes, in answer to question two yesterday?
The Honourable Bill English.
The Finance Minister could not have been more succinct.
Mr. Speaker, I meant what I said.
That failed to impress the Speaker.
There is a genuine interest in this issue. I believe this House deserves better from the Minister of Finance. The Honourable Bill English.
But the Finance Minister wouldn't budge.
Well, Mr. Speaker, point of order. I just object to being forced by the Speaker to give an answer more than what I am willing, able and can justify giving. I've never seen this happen in the House before.
The Speaker could at least agree with that.
He's seen me push a minister harder than he's seen any other Speaker ever push a minister.
And there were also questions about a National MP's challenge to the impartiality of the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment at a select committee. Rhys Lyon was there.
The National MP was Finance and Expenditure Select Committee member David Bennett, who accused the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment of placing too much emphasis on the amended climate change bill's environmental impacts rather than economic outcomes. But the Commissioner, Jan Wright, didn't agree.
I think the economic discussion runs right through the written submission. I think that there's quite a lot of economics in it for an environmental submission, to be honest.
In her submission to the committee, Jan Wright was supportive of the current emissions trading scheme.
The ETS is the right mechanism for addressing climate change, but this bill weakens it to the point of being almost meaningless. I'm disappointed, indeed, I'd say distressed, about the changes proposed in this bill.
Jan Wright explained her concern about the bill's proposed changes.
Under this bill, the taxpayer will pay for 95% of the emissions of big polluters. Giving such extraordinarily generous entitlements now means they are likely to be embedded. And as the impacts of climate change become more apparent, these entitlements will become embedded and it will be very difficult to claw them back. The case for this is often framed in the need to protect jobs. If the government wishes to subsidise jobs, this is a very poor way to go about it.
The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment was also concerned about a lack of provision for reviews of the system.
The current Act requires regular reviews of the ETS every 5 years. This disappears in the bill. The Minister can initiate a review at his or her discretion. So one consequence of that is that a review could be done by a government department. Such a review would not be independent.
Jan Wright made a blunt conclusion.
This bill is bad for the environment, bad economics, bad law.
Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, making a submission on the Climate Change Response, Emissions Trading and Other Matters Amendment Bill to the Finance and Expenditure Committee, which is due to report the bill back to the House by October 17.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.